Models meet up for a photo shoot.
So you brought your dog to her house?
Yes.
You go everywhere with the dog.
She's my emotional support animal.
But what happened next?
You knew she had a dog.
She said he was sweet.
Wasn't a pretty picture.
He bit the eye. Her cornea was punctured and her eye was bleeding.
What did Miss Hernandez do?
Nothing. She actually was aware that the dog was vicious and aggressive.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
24-year-old Aitana Cardoso is suing her former friend, 24-year-old Brittany Hernandez, for vet bills and pain and suffering due to a dog attack.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 471 on the calendar, the matter of Cardoso versus Hernandez.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Fires have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Ms. Cardoso, it is your claim that the defendant's dog, defendant who you know and whose home you took your dog to, is your claim that her dog attacked your dog, causing your dog ultimately to lose one of its eyes.
Yes.
You want her to be responsible for the vet bills.
Yes.
How long have you known Ms. Hernandez?
Around 6 years.
From where?
From Miami. We went to school together.
Tell me what you were doing in her house in the day that this happened.
It was for a job. We were having a photo shoot together.
A photo shoot for what?
Clothing.
What kind of clothing?
Summer, spring collection. The brand is called Life Clothing.
What was it being shot at her house for?
That's the location that they picked. I was just sent there.
You have to explain this a little bit better to me.
Okay, they sent me the time.
Who's they?
The photographer, the director of the shoot.
Were you being paid?
Yes.
How much?
$200, I believe.
You were being paid $200 to go there with your dog?
Yes.
And how much were you being paid?
Good afternoon. I was also being paid the same amount.
To use your premises or to use your dog? You can take the dog out. The dog looks like he's uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Or take the dog out. That way. Okay. Perfect.
Yes, we were using my apartment as the location for the shoot because I have like a velvet couch setting, so it just worked with the collection we're doing, like a New Year's Christmas collection. So,
have you worked for this company before?
Yes, I have.
How often?
I was doing photo shoots with them for like maybe twice a month or something like that.
That's very loosey-goosey to me. What do you do for a living?
I'm a DJ, and I produce music as well. So I freelance DJ at different events and for different companies.
Are you paid in cash?
No. Hmm? Check.
For this?
Oh, no. PayPal.
So they put cash into your PayPal?
Yes, correct.
You don't get a check?
No.
What about you?
The same, PayPal.
And was it the dogs that they were going to shoot, or the two of you?
The dog was just going to be like a prop, my dog. Hers was obviously living on the premise.
So your dog was required for the shoot?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not you?
No, both, yeah.
Both?
Yeah.
You and the dog?
Yeah.
This took place on what date?
December 18.
And you got the job through her?
Yes. I didn't know the brand before this.
You got the job through Miss Hernandez?
Yes.
She's the one who told you that you were going to get paid $200?
Yes.
For you and the dog. And when you spoke to her, you knew she had a dog?
Yeah, she had told me she was fostering a dog.
Okay. She told you she was fostering what kind of dog?
He's a white German Shepherd Husky.
Did she tell you when she started to foster the dog?
Yeah.
What date?
Oh, I don't know the date.
What date did you start to foster the dog?
Early December, probably the first week of December.
And on what date was this photo shoot?
The 18th.
And I adopted him on the 17th.
He came to you early December.
Right, correct.
And you're in touch with each other all the time, so you knew she was fostering a dog. You knew it wasn't a dog she had for a long time.
Yes,
She told you that she had, it was a big dog, it was a Husky Shepherd mix. I'm sure you asked, because you have a dog,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, I saw a picture of them, and she said he was sweet.
I wasn't aware you were sorry.
So you brought your dog to her house?
Yes.
On December the 18th. What time?
2:00.
Now tell me what happened. Look
down.
Look here.
We arrive to the
December
scene.
December 18th, 2:00. You arrive with
your
little...
Yeah, we arrive. The moment I saw the dog, it was a bit of a shock because of how big it was. So I asked her if he was good with my dog, to which...
How does she know that? How does she know if your dog is good with her dog? How do you know?
From what we've heard from my witness, she actually was aware that the dog was vicious and aggressive.
Just a second.
What?
Uh-huh. I said to you... She had the dog a total of 3 weeks. I want to know what you said to her when you came in with your dog.
Can I come in?
Fine. Well, of course you could come in. You were getting paid to go in. What happened next?
We walk in, and 2 minutes later, my dog was in the floor, and her eye was bleeding. And
just
then
not tell me what happened.
It was super fast. I entered and they started sniffing each other, and then he attacked her and she was on the floor.
How did he attack her?
He went for the eye. He bit the eye. The eye was punctured. Her cornea was punctured and it was bleeding.
What did Ms. Hernandez do?
She apologized.
Now, what did she do?
Nothing. She was just standing there. She was nervous.
Did you complete the photo shoot?
No, we left the scene. We went to my apartment. I gave my dog pain medicine, and she.
What kind of pain medicine did you give your dog?
For the other day, she had had a sty, so we had pain medicine for that. I just knew she was in tremendous pain from how she was acting.
Well, what kind of pain medicine did you give the dog for a sty?
No, it was like dog pain medicine. It wasn't.
What kind of pain medication do you give the dog for a sty in their eye?
I don't know. The vet gave it to me and.
When did the vet give it to you?
A month ago.
A month before that?
Yes. If her cornea was ruptured, I imagine. I just wanted to do something.
Listen to me. So a month before, you took your dog to the vet because the dog had an eye injury.
Yeah, an eye infection. The other eye.
Can I see the vet's report, please?
Yes.
Okay, now I'd like to hear your version of what happened.
Hello. Well, she did not technically ask permission from me if the dog could come to the photo shoot. I didn't know that the dog was coming. I was busy cleaning the apartment.
The dog was supposed to be in the photo shoot.
No, was not supposed to be in the photo shoot.
I don't want you to tell me anything technically.
I'm sorry. So
do you understand?
Yes, I was not aware that the dog was coming to the photo shoot. I was aware that her and I were supposed to be modeling the velvet clothing for the photo shoot. It was just supposed to be her and I. And when she arrived with the dog, I didn't deny the dog. I didn't say your dog is not allowed, and we were watching them. And then I didn't witness an attack, but there was a sound, and I immediately approached the dogs and went up to them. And we noticed that the dog had, you know, was bleeding, but there was no attack. But they were playing, as long as we know, but...
As far as who knows?
As far as we know, they were
Who's
playing.
We?
Her and I and the photographer that were there and the makeup artist.
Oh, I don't know about
artist.
The photographer. Who was this young man who was here?
He was not there.
He was not there?
No, he's actually an ex-boyfriend of mine that is friends with her, so... But it's okay.
So what you're telling me, Ms. Hernandez, is that the French bulldog was not supposed to be in this photo shoot.
No.
And what you told me, Ms. Cardozo, is... that your dog was supposed to be...
The photographer asked me to bring the photo shoot.
Give me the photographers, unless you have something from the photographer.
Okay, then I have a text from her saying we need to make a video of Luna and my dog.
I need the name of the photographer.
Okay.
Set up here in Mega Hyperia starts. Oh, that doesn't say anything. Oh, my God, we need to make a video of Luna and Bubba. So cute. That doesn't say that your dog was required for the photo shoot.
Yeah, the photographer had told me. I asked.
Just give me the name and the phone number of the photographer.
Okay.
Find it and write it down. I will call the photographer because that's very important.
Okay.
If you showed up with your dog, you know that would be important to me.
Yes.
So give me the name and the phone number of the photographer.
I have it.
Bert, can I have that? Great. Okay. So, just so that we're clear, your statement is that this was a photo shoot. You were contacted by her and her photographer, whom she had done work for before. You had not done work with this photographer before.
Yes.
You were told to come through her to come and bring your bulldog because your bulldog was necessary for the photo shoot.
No, she never said necessary.
Was going to be in the photo
shoot.
That's what Nisha told you.
Yes.
She says dog was not going to be in the photo shoot, that there was never any discussion about bringing the dog, that you just showed up with the dog. That's what you tell me.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Let's see.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
I said to you, you were backing out of the parking space, and you said yes.
I apologize, Your Honor. I misunderstood you.
If you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. I just snookered you. Didn't you get that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Aitana Cardoso says a dog owned by former friend Brittany Hernandez attacked her dog during a photo shoot.
Nisha, this is Judge Judy Scheindlin. Good afternoon. I'm in the process of trying a case involving Miss Cardoza and Miss Hernandez. You know both of those people? And you recall a photo shoot that you did on the 18th of December? What was the clothing line that you were doing the photo shoot for? And have you worked for them before? Okay, so this is the question that I have. When Miss Cardoza came, she came with her dog. Do you recall? Was the dog supposed to be in the photo shoot? Was the dog part of the photo shoot? But you hadn't directed her to be there with the dog. Okay, but the dog wasn't required for her to come to make her money for the day. Okay, that's what I needed to know. Thanks very much. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. So you absolutely did not have to bring, nor you were required to bring the dog for the day.
Your Honor, like I said, it wasn't necessary, spoken of having the dog in the shoot.
I know you spoke to her because you go everywhere with the dog.
She's my emotional support animal.
Listen to me carefully.
Yes.
Wonderful. A lot of people have emotional support animals. Good for them.
Yes.
The issue was whether or not the dog was supposed to be in the photo shoot or whether you just showed up with the dog. The photographer said you were getting paid your money for you. You discussed with her, maybe my dog can be in the photo shoot.
Yes.
She did not require you to bring the dog. So when the defendant says you just showed up with the dog, that's true. What you say is it's an emotional support dog, then you do travel everywhere with it.
Yes.
Yeah, your case is dismissed. We're finished. Thank you. You pay your own vet bills.
Here's our excuse. You may step out.
She's not a woman of her words.
As a friend, I offered to help.
There's no more friendship.
And I gave her recommendation, and she denied the place that I recommended.
She should be held responsible for the punitive damages and the vet bills, which add up to $4,000.
She said it wasn't up to her standards, so I did try, and I was denied, so.
Her eye was removed.
It's sad, and it's her kid.
The friendship is over.
Definitely has affected us. We're no longer friends, but, you know, it is what it is.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bernal versus Hernandez. Step forward.
Christian Bernal is suing motorist Teddy Hernandez for backing into his parked car.
Mr. Bernal, it is your claim that the defendant hit your parked car.
Correct.
Defendant has a whole other story, which I'm going to let him tell me maybe. What kind of car were you driving, sir?
A 1995 is Isidro, Your Honor.
In whose name is the car registered?
Zachariah.
Slowly.
Zachariah, Your Honor.
Who is that?
He is my ex-roommate.
Ex-roommate?
Yes.
When did he become your ex-roommate?
I'd say...
Now, don't look. Month and year.
January of this year.
On what date was the incident with this car?
December 15th.
So 2 weeks before he no longer was your roommate?
Correct.
Where were you going in your roommate's car?
To get my haircut.
Did you have an insurance card in Zach's car?
No.
When had you taken his car?
In the morning there.
Where was he?
He was out of town.
Did you have your own car?
No.
Had you ever used his car before?
Yes.
With or without his permission?
With his permission, sometimes without.
On the date of this accident, did you have his permission to use his car?
No.
Which is why we're here.
Correct.
Right. Okay, now we got that figured out. Date of the incident?
December 15th.
What time?
1 o'clock.
You want to exercise? Go to Jack LaLanne.
Sorry.
What time?
1 o'clock. Probably like 12:45, actually.
Mr. Hernandez had been a client of yours. You own a barbershop?
I work inside of one. He's one of my coworker's clients.
Was your car parked?
Yes.
Were you the witness?
Yes, Your Honor.
You were working at the time?
Correct.
Tell me your name.
Zach Turner.
Not any relation to the Zach, his roommate?
No.
Tell me what you observed, please, at 1 o'clock on the 15th of December.
I was pulling up down the road here, parked across the street, and I was looking over.
Across the street from?
The barbershop.
Is that where you were going?
Yeah, I was in the next client of his to get my haircut and parked my car. It's just kind of looking over. I saw his car parked there. As I was looking over, the vehicle in front, the vehicle Mr. Hernandez was driving, slammed backwards into the car. Not something you would normally, you know, back up slowly. It was more of a slam into the car.
You mean to get in or to get out of the parking space?
To get out of the parking space. He was backing up, or, well, it seemed as he was backing up, and the car just came back hard.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
This doesn't say you didn't hit his car. What he was saying to you was he was going to go to the police and tell them that you were a hit and run and that you were drunk, because he was furious that you weren't going to take care of the damage you caused, because you're clearly a liar, because I read your answer.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Christian Bernal says motorist Teddy Hernandez backed into his parked car.
Okay. Had you had your hair cut that day?
Yes.
So you had already left the barbershop?
I did.
So you were getting out of the parking space?
Yes.
And?
No,
just a second. I just said to you, you were getting out of the parking space, and when one gets out of a parking space, which they have parallel parked, you get out.
Right.
By backing up and then pulling out.
Correct.
So I said to you, you were backing out of the parking space, and you said yes.
Oh.
And I said, and, Nick, I want you to finish the sentence.
Okay. I apologize, Your Honor. I misunderstood you.
You should stop exercising, and then we'll understand each other. If
you're famous. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm holding my composure.
No. Listen. Listen to me. If you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. I just snookered you. Didn't you get that?
I did do a good job.
Because I said to you, you were backing out of the space, and you said yes, and I said and, because your answer doesn't say that. Your answer says he was moving. Do you understand, sir?
Yes, I do.
Good. So you had no permission to drive the car. You backed into his car, and there was damage. Easy. Can I see photographs of the damage and an estimate, please? Just give it to Bert.
Oh, sorry.
Hey.
All right, here's the estimate. Here, take these two, because that's how I looked like before.
This is where the damage is.
Yeah, well, I mean, like the whole...
The whole front end was... He hit it hard enough to put a hole right through the bumper.
Your Honor, can I say one thing? May I present to you some information, please? Just take a look at it, please.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Just read that and tell me what you would think, please.
You want me to look at this?
Yes.
What are you showing me, sir?
Just trying to show you some evidence that I have that he reached out to me and...
That he's what?
That he was in a... The reason why is he was going to say that I was intoxicated. He was going to go to the police and tell them I was intoxicated. And that I had plenty of witnesses and that I was intoxicated, you know. That he was going to make up a fabricated story.
Just a second. This doesn't say you didn't hit his car.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, this doesn't say you didn't hit his car. What are you showing that to me for? What does that have to do with your hitting his car? Parked car. What does that have to do with your hitting his parked car? What he was saying to you was he was furious that you weren't going to pay for it. So he was going to go to the police and tell them that you were a hit and run and that you were drunk. That's what it says. Because he was furious that you weren't going to take care of the damage you caused. Because you're clearly a liar, because I read your answer. And your answer says that he caused the damage because he was in his car driving it.
He was cutting hair, actually.
Shh.
Sorry.
Do I look like I need your help?
Not at all.
Do some exercises.
Do you understand?
I do, Your Honor.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,800. Thank you. We're finished.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It is what it is.
I think it was a good, fair decision. You know, I got everything that I asked for.
I got to change up barbershops, you know?
If he wants, he can come back. You know, I just wanted my money. I got no hate for him.
I got to go different barber. I got to go somewhere else and, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
It's no problem at all. He can come back.
She's a high mighty. I get it.
Promised a lot. Never came through.
I need a new barber. I'm going somewhere else.
I'm excited. I got it. I'm happy.